The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you. Unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you begun to realize just how central forgiveness is? through us. We are called to be different than the rest of the world. As long as we're measuring, we are failing. When we begin to measure as God measures, only then will we begin to realize the power of the gospel in our lives. St. Peter came up to Jesus because he and Andrew had a rough time. The scriptures are always about very practical moments. We don't know what Andrew had done this time. Probably had something to do with fishing. But Peter came to Jesus and said, "How then he thought he'd be generous. 7 times? In Jewish law, 4 times was the repayment for some troubles that you had committed against somebody. So he thought he'd be generous. Means the response was not 7 times, but 77 times. Or in some of the other gospels, 7 times. 79 7 times. 490 times. Does that mean start counting? No. 77. Times 7, all of that means realize, God has shown mercy to me for those sins. And now I can repair the damage by loving in the way I might have fallen into sin. I'm now able to turn it around. I'll try and help other people who are tempted by that sin to avoid it. I'll do my best to pray for others who have the burden of that sin, either having it done against them or having it in their own hearts. Can you see how forgiveness can change the look? When we forgive, when we allow the divine power to flow through us, we change the world. Right now, we're all called by this culture to stand on different sides. Both sides of any division like that are a lie. There's a lie deep written into that because it focuses only on this world. Because it focuses only on my way of thinking. Because it focuses only on what I want things to be. God's way starts with unity of all of us, recognizing all of us are sinners. We all have something that stands in the way of a living relationship with the living God. What He asks us to do is to allow the abundance of His mercy and His compassion to flow through us. And it does flow. The moment we choose to forgive someone else, a burden is lifted from us. We're the ones who carry the weight of it. You know that. Sometimes years later, you have someone who hurts you, maybe in grade school or high school. Their life is gone. They hardly remember you. They don't remember the pain it caused you. Yet, all your life since then, you've carried that burden, that pain. Or you find out someone who has died, you've been carrying that burden since their death because you're no longer carrying it. At one particular place, we read a lot about purgatory. He said, we have the power to release souls from purgatory when we forgive them. I like that perspective. The divine power of working in us can change the world. What God asks us to do is to allow His mercy and His forgiveness to flow through us out into the world. So, look at the world as it is. Be realistic about it. You might well be right about a truth that someone else doesn't get. But you know what? No matter how deep a grasp of the truth any one of us has, God's grasp is even greater. He knows how we came to the falsity of thinking we were the center of the world. He knows how we came to the falsity of thinking we were unloved because other people did damage to our persons and our hearts. He's the one who gives us an abundance of forgiveness for ourselves.